That is Mr. Riley Green with I Wish Grandpa's Never Died on Y100. And I'm pretty sure we have him on the line right now.
What's going on?
Riley, happy Monday. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
You know, it's a Monday. We had a big show weekend this past weekend. And last weekend, I was at a bachelorette party in Scottsdale. So I'm kind of hanging by a thread.
I feel like the last year of my life's been a bachelorette party. So I know exactly where you're at.
I can only imagine. Do you even get time to kind of go and hang out with your friends and do fun stuff like that these days?
Well, we tend to kind of mix it along with the work of touring. It's I've had buddies show up at a lot of venues and hang out with me, so we make the best of it, and it's definitely a cool way to be out here making a living is singing country music.
I'm sure that's cool for them too, to kind of get to see you do your thing.
Especially on the stadium tour with Luke Combs, you know, it's we're going and playing shows and packed out stadiums where we watch football games. That's pretty crazy.
It's kind of the ideal setup. Have you ever had to play a show hungover?
I don't know if I've played a show where I wasn't hungover.
Wow, you are a stronger human than I. I could not even come back to work, so good on you. But hey, you have a brand new album out. It just came out on Friday. How does it feel?
Man, it's just it's always a great feeling putting out new music, and this is something that, you know, been working on for a while. Some songs that are brand new and some songs that I've, you know, wrote well over a year ago. So it's a combination of a lot of different things, a lot of different types of songs, but really says a lot about where I am in my career and kind of tells a story.
I think one of my favorite things about the music you write is that a lot of songs are inspired by your family. I know when you played our St. Jude Jam years ago, you have the song about your grandpa who had dementia, and it was like right after I went through my grandma with Alzheimer's. So it's something that really touches, you know, people in a different way. And I know that the title track to this new album is inspired by your grandpa, right?
That's right. Yeah, the Numbers on the Cars, I believe, is the song.
You're yes.
That was one of those that people that have been through something like that really, really seem to relate to. And My Last Rodeo's, you know, same kind of thing. It's a song that was inspired by my granddaddy, and he passed away in 2010, and that title, Ain't My Last Rodeo, stayed with me for that long. You know, it took me 13 years to write the song, so it's definitely glad that it's done and on this record, and even became the title track.
Is that hard for you to perform songs like that sometimes?
Fortunately, I've always made it through the songs I write, even though some of them are very personal and very sensitive subject, talking about family members that have passed on, but I'm pretty good about holding it together.
I'm sure the crowd helps you through it as well, but that would be really hard to do. And I know you touched on your tour with Luke Combs. I mean, man, that was one of the biggest tours of this summer. Did you just enjoy every second of it?
Man, it was awesome. I'm such a big fan of Luke, and to see that he's even doing stadiums right now is crazy. And having Lainey on the show, it was just a really, really great lineup and an awesome opportunity for me to get in front of a lot of new fans, and we had a great time out on the road.
And speaking of new fans, I feel like you got a lot of new fans with your underwear campaign as well. So we have to talk about that. We're going to come back with Riley Green in just a few on Y100. It is Hannah, and we are back with Mr. Riley Green, whose brand new album, Ain't My Last Rodeo, is officially out. It is so good. But what we need to talk about right now, Riley, is the fact that I cannot go on TikTok without seeing some kind of video of girls freaking out over you on stage before Luke Combs. But now, of course, this underwear campaign. Like, what is going on?
Yeah. Well, I never thought I'd be doing any type of underwear modeling. So
seriously.
You just never know, I guess, what you'll end up doing.
How did that come about? Like, I assume they approached you.
Yeah, we certainly weren't calling underwear companies asking if we could model their underwear. No, it was a partnership that we kind of talked through for a long time, and I thought they had a great plan, and the little commercial we shot was funny, and they were really great to work with.
So you're telling me it wasn't on your 2023 vision board to be an underwear model?
No, I think my 2024 vision board is to not do any underwear modeling, so maybe we'll see how that year goes.
Well, you're absolutely crushing it. I mean, the girls are loving it. Like I said, I truly cannot go on TikTok without seeing either a video of you with a backwards hat on or your underwear campaign. So just know that you're basically taking over TikTok.
Well, I don't even know if I know how to get on there, so I'm glad they're using it for something.
Oh, they're using it. Trust me. Okay, Riley, I know we don't have you for too much longer, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple more songs, and then we're going to come back. And if you're up for it, I want to play a round of speed dating questions with you. You up for that?
Okay, we'll try it out.
Perfect. We will be back in just a few with Riley Green on Y100. Y100, we are back with Riley Green for just a couple more minutes. So, Riley, it is time. I don't know if you've ever been on a dating app. They really are just awful places to be, but they do have some good prompts with some great questions. So we're going to do a round of speed dating. You ready?
Okay, we'll try it out.
All right, here we go. So what is something that makes you a good plus one?
I'm never going to go hungry. If you take me somewhere with you, you're going to have plenty to eat. I'm either not hungry or starving, so I got to have something right then.
Perfect. Always going to be eating well when Riley's around. What is a simple pleasure of yours?
Nap. A good long nap.
I'm sure you don't get a lot of time to take those. This is an interesting question for you because you sing for a living, but what would your go-to karaoke song be?
Tough. I would say maybe Here in the Real World, Alan Jackson.
Now, that is something I would like to see, Riley Green doing some Alan Jackson. I will say I was at that bachelorette party last weekend, and I did a little bit of All American Rejects. Also a crowd pleaser.
Love that. Great idea.
What is a green flag that you look for in someone?
Probably if a mom likes her. That's the last test.
What about a red flag?
Yeah, mom doesn't like her.
Mom just rules all the flags. What is an unusual skill that you have?
I'm really good at telling you if a person was in another movie or not. Like when you're watching a movie and you're like, hey man, that guy was in, I'm usually good at knowing what movie it was.
That is a very good quality to have because I'm always on IMDb trying to figure it out. What is your ideal off day? I guess napping would probably be involved.
Yeah, I would say not doing a lot. Sitting around the farm and just relaxing is all I need.
All right, Riley, we appreciate you hanging. We hope that you come to Green Bay soon. We miss you here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back out there. Thank you all for taking the time.
Thank you. All right, let's play different round here if you want to give us an intro on Y100 to it.
Hey, this is Riley Green, and here's my single Different Round here on Y100.